This is Rob Barry, news writer with SearchSOA.com, here with Barbara LaTulip, an enterprise data architect at Smith & Nephew, a global supplier of medical devices with annual sales around $3.8 billion. Barbara, how are you doing today?
Great, Rob. Yourself?
I can't complain. Thanks for joining us here. So is Smith & Nephew taking a more batch-oriented or more sort of real-time SOA-oriented approach to MDM currently?
Currently, we're taking more of a batch approach to MDM, but throughout our landscape and our strategy, we will be looking to be doing a real-time SOA and business process-oriented roadmap.
And what brought about the need for master data?
We had different sources of information. It was manually intensive to get some of the information out. We lacked standards across our environment, and there was a lot of business process breakdowns.
And where would you say Smith & Nephew is in terms of its MDM maturity right now?
We've had basically a four-year roadmap in our maturity level. So I'd say we started off with basically very few standards across the enterprise. We've built up data governance and put the entire MDM framework with the vision, the strategy, and certainly the metrics and the business governance, which is critical to any project. So I believe at this point we're really hoping to achieve a very lean and service-oriented architecture by 2012 in hopes to having a full maturity roadmap.
Now, you say that currently it's more of a batch-oriented MDM system. What kind of frequency do you have with the updates?
Currently, we support three major initiatives. One is data synchronization between multiple SAP clients, and that runs nightly. Then we have data quality and data profiling, where we do have scorecards for our business users that are trying to be a little proactive in cleaning up that data. Those run weekly. And then we support multiple projects, and certainly those have much larger volumes and much critical need. And those run basically on demand, but I'd say every few days. So we kind of span the time frames.
So when it comes time to make updates to these various systems, how fast is it? I mean, the speed of updating the master data set.
Yep. From our recent data migration project, we did time that our current programs using LSMWs were taking 12-plus hours, and when we moved with Informatica data integration, it took less than a half hour to run that same set of data.
And is volume ever an issue in maintaining master data?
Currently, right now, where it is on a batch mode, volume has not been an issue for us at all. It's the products have been fast, have been able to move large volumes of data in support of the data migration projects.
So what have the biggest challenges been?
The biggest challenges have been getting the business collaboration. It's very business rules intensive, and getting the business ownership to drive the levels of standards that you need across an enterprise. I'd also say that initially we had no tools, so just coming up and making a decision in our tool selection that the business could use. So that was a key criteria for us, that it was business friendly to use.
And you mentioned that issue of ownership, and I know often different areas of an enterprise will define their data differently. How did you approach creating common definitions for the data?
Yep. We did use Informatica to do some data profiling, and based on that, we were able to generate a data dictionary. From there, we got the three business units together, and we had to roll up our sleeves and do some workshops that was facilitated by myself to try to drive agreement, at least on all the enterprise data objects. For the most part, there was a lot of synergy and a willingness to go to a common definition, and where there were issues, we really looked if we needed a new data field. But for the most part, we had a high level of success driving commonality across the enterprise for those key fields. And as a result, those are measured through our scorecards. So we do have enterprise scorecards that the business then takes that information and makes sure it's clean on a weekly basis.
And when was it, the shift over to Informatica?
Informatica, that was, I'd say, late 2008 and currently through 2009, and we continue to want to build out our portfolio of services with Informatica.
And what kind of results has Smith & Nephew realized from this embracing of master data?
Right now we have enterprise collaboration. We have a lot of what I would call proprietary knowledge content with business rules. The three GBUs have been real excited about improving their data cleanup. We've been able to avoid data collisions as well as identify at least $1.4 million in actual and missed opportunity costs. And I can say today the businesses are pretty proud that they've been able to achieve at least 95% data quality in some key areas such as product, customers, and right now we're tackling vendors.
And finally, can you offer any best practices for others who might just be starting to look at master data for their own enterprise?
I'd say that the data structures need to reflect the way you want to do business today. So we did struggle with a lot of past issues, so what we really tried to focus on was the business benefit and where we wanted to go. And we also tried to structure the data around how the business organizes information. So we did a lot of workshops and re-engineering once we were tackling some of these data structures and standards. I'd also say that we want to go to common tools across the enterprise so we could leverage them from both an IT and business perspective. And then data ownership and incentives are critical to data quality, accuracy, and completeness. So we invested in a data quality analyst roles. We had the business present their results back to the senior leadership teams. And we're looking to put data quality in individual MBOs.
All right. Well, that's our time for today. Thank you very much, Barbara, for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, Rob.
And take care.
Bye.